Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Monday. Welcome to Motivational Monday. This is our jump start for the week for everybody dialing in and for those of you that are coming back and listening to the replay. Super excited to have y'all on. We have, you know, we're continuing to move into the next to the last month of the year. Last week we talked about November being a month of gratitude as we've got Thanksgiving coming up and all of that that surrounds that. And so this is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California. And I've got Belinda Casper calling in from Florida. And Nancy Pellegrini from Canada is going to be joining us shortly. Casey's got some other things she's got to do today, so we're going to miss her. But I think we're going to have some really fun and motivational stuff for y'all to, to consume is probably a good word. So get your pens and papers out, and we'll get going. The first thing that I want to do, and I'm going to do this every week until, you know, the end of the year, is I want to remind everybody of the incredible, incredible incentives that we have going on through the end of the calendar year, through December 31st. So first of all, you know, the company has so graciously reduced the amount to become a distributor, which is $144 for the U.S. through the end of the year. And I don't know I should know that. I'll look it up and then come back. But anyway, for Canadian, I think it's like 190 something Canadian dollars through the end of the year to become a distributor. That will end at the end of the year. And then there's a couple of other promotions that I want to remind you of. First and foremost, we have our special pricing of $39.90 that was so graciously extended through the end of the year as well. So this is a really good time to follow up with those people that just couldn't quite pull the trigger at the end of October, see where they are, and help them maybe if it's determining how to pay for it, how to, you know, come up with the money, financing. Get creative. Talk to your upline. Your upline will have a wide variety of ideas to help you, to help your customers from that standpoint. And then the other two bonuses we have is we have the senior and 60. So when we have, brand new distributors that come on board, the month that they join is month zero. And then they have the following 2 months, which right now would be, they would have December and January to hit that senior and 60, but that's for distributors that sign up before the end of December, okay? So let's keep that in mind. And in that senior and 60, you get two things. One, you get an additional $1,000, and you get a pace setter jacket that will forever recognize you as a pace setter and somebody who got out of the gate rather quickly. And the other bonus that we have is holiday cash. So if you sell, and this program ran from September all the way through the end of December. So it's a four-month promo. So anything that you sold in September, October, and then now November and December. If you sell four Beamers, that's an extra $600. Six Beamers is an extra $1,500, and eight Beamers, woohoo, that's an extra $2,500 in holiday cash that will be paid out in January. So I hope all of y'all are working toward those goals and helping your team members, you know, do that as well. So with that, I'm going to kind of jump into our topic for today. We are really going to talk about setting goals, you know, and being disciplined and helping yourself, you know, be accountable. And so the first thing that I'm going to talk about, there is a book that I absolutely love, and I recommend it to all of my new team members. It is called The 12-Week Year. Get more done in 12 weeks than others do in 12 months. The author is Brian P. Moran and Michael Lennington. I'm going to say that again, The 12-Week Year. You can Google it and find it and choose your platform of choice to order the book. But the bottom line is when we look at a year, most people typically look at it, you know, in calendar years, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, you think of it in 12 months. And a lot of times what people do is they'll set up a quarter, you know, excuse me, they'll set up an annual like goal. And then they'll, you know, they say, oh, I've got a year to do it. And then, you know, they don't necessarily follow through or they get behind. And then all of a sudden at the end of the year, they're totally scrambling, you know, to do all of the activity and everything necessary to hit the results that they set themselves up with. So this is a much more simplified and I personally like to operate this way. The book is not that long. It's a very easy read, and I'm not going to go into all of the details, but I am going to tell you a little bit about what I like about it. Instead of 12 months, it has you look at it in the form of 12 weeks. And so each week would be the same as a month. So what you're going to do is you're going to say, okay, what are the results that I want to achieve by the end of this 12-week period? And then you're going to break it down into weeks. So then you move into the actions. What are the actions that I need to do on a daily, weekly basis in order to achieve those results? Because as many of you know, it, you know, you don't automatically, you know, achieve your results, you know, at the beginning of the time that you set them. There's all the work and all the activity, the, you know, laying the foundation that goes into the results that we harvest. It's the planting of seeds, right? And so in these weeks, you know, they, as we said about what activity we want, we're going to assess it at the end of that week before we go into the next week, and we have time to adjust. Like what happened last week that helped me not necessarily hit the activity that I wanted, and then how do I adjust and make up for it? And so it's a very methodical way of doing it. And y'all, I tell you, at least for me, it works. It keeps me on task and it keeps me focused on the activity because, again, nothing happens if we don't plant seeds. We can't harvest anything if we're not planting seeds. And so that's where the activity comes in. And that's what I love, love, love about the fast track. We've talked about that before. There's going to be another one kicking off in January. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But I think as you're setting your goals, and then I'm going to toss it over to Belinda, you know, it's one thing to have goals, you know, and it's very, you know, I'm just going to say black and white with regard to I want to get this done for this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there really, really needs to be an emotional connection to it to drive us. And they talk about this in the book as well, you know, and you've heard many motivational speakers talk, and they'll talk about the why. What is your why? Why do you want to achieve these results? What's your primary motivation for doing Beamer, right? Why do you want to share this incredible technology with people? Why are you in this for the business, right? And so staying in touch with the emotional impact of why you're doing something is really what's going to keep you on task. And everybody's why is different. And, you know, and so we're not here to judge, you know, what motivates a particular person, because we all have unique skill sets and goals and reasons. But at the end of the day, I think that it's very, very important that that we hold ourselves accountable to this. And the way that we do that is staying connected to our why, you know. And we'll get up and go do something a lot of times when we don't feel like it, if we are connected to that emotional aspect of what drives us to do this. So I highly recommend this book. And I mean, we have, believe it or not, y'all, we've got 8 weeks left in this year. It doesn't sound like a lot, and it's certainly not 12 weeks like we talked about, but it's a good way to kind of put some things in motion. And then you can set the stage for, you know, a brand new set of 12 weeks come the beginning of January. It's a quarter, so you're also looking at it as a quarterly type of a system. But I don't see any reason why you couldn't start now. You don't have to start at, you know, wait till the beginning of the new year to do this. So anyway, with that, I'm going to toss it over to Miss Belinda for her opening comments and her tips for today. Belinda, over to you.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much, Amanda. I love the 12-week year. I think it's going to be a classic, just like the classic Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. If you're serious about wanting to take the habits that are going to lay out success for you, Think and Grow Rich really is a classic that I think everybody who is in our business, has been successful in our business as well as other successful people, have read that at least once, if not twice, or listened to it. I know I have it on audio and listened to it multiple times. But I agree with you 1,000%. You know, there's a lot of people that I deal with, and they'll get a little frustrated that the sales aren't happening for them. And, you know, it's a little bit of a difficult conversation, but I ask people, is your Beamer business a real business or is it a hobby? And I think a lot of people will say, well, I've been doing Beamer for X number of months or whatever the case may be. But if they aren't serious about treating it like a business, because we are all independent business owners, we're all independent distributors, it's important for everybody to treat this as a real business. If we showed up to a job that we got paid for being at a job, if we didn't actually do what is necessary for that job and have the results that were necessary, we wouldn't keep it. And then Beamer, we get to motivate ourselves, and that is a beautiful thing, and that's also a challenging thing. So I think that part of what we get to do here on Mondays is to help people with some tips and some ideas to help them motivate and how we can motivate each other. And I found one of the most impactful things that people can do is to get an accountability partner, to have somebody that you meet with every week. That could be your mentor. That could be a somebody on your team. Above or below you, or just as we call sister cousin distributors that are in Beamer themselves, and sometimes even outside of Beamer, but somebody that you're going to make a commitment and reaching goals, and that you're going to be meeting with them every week. So that is a huge way to make sure that you maintain your own accountability. And you know, Amanda, you mentioned Fast Track. Fast Track is fantastic to create the habits that are necessary. And, you know, George Varonis has been in direct sales for a long time, and he's done a lot of analysis in his 5 years with Beamer. And what he's found is that if you make the consistent habits and that you are committed to those consistent habits, the sales will just follow, but you have to be consistent with those habits. And so what he has found that in order to make 2 sales per month on average, every single week, you need to make 2 appointments, and that could be phone calls or that could be an in-person appointment, but you're making 2 appointments. And that's not just calling 2 people, but actually 2 appointments. You're getting people to 2 presentations, and that could be online presentations or you could watch a video together. Now, in our current world right now, the 2 demos is not always possible, depending on where you are in the country, but that is part of that formula. And then all absolutely needing to do the follow-up. If you did all of those things every single week, you could work towards getting 2 sales per month. But what is important is that you are consistently having those habits and that behavior. And most importantly is the follow-up. And it was interesting. I don't know if you listened to Albert's newsletter on November 1st, but he had said that Liechtenstein had done a study and it takes 7 or more touches on average for someone to buy a Beamer. So when somebody says they did an email or they made a phone call and the person didn't call them back and they gave up on them, that is absolutely not enough. And so you really have to make that commitment. And I can tell you a lot of my sales I've had these last couple of months have been people that I talked to a year and 2 years ago and even 3 years ago because it wasn't right for them at that time, but I stayed in touch. And that is absolutely, absolutely huge. Is there any other, I know you've done Fast Track, Amanda, and love it. I know there's a lot of gold, and I don't want to keep rambling, so I wanted to see if there was anything else you wanted to add that you've learned in doing Fast Track, some of the basic fundamentals that George teaches.
Well, I think, in line with the accountability, I'll jump to that first, and then I'll jump back to the Fast Track thing. When you are choosing an accountability partner, I strongly suggest that you choose someone that, you know, you have an open and honest relationship with that person so that then you have the open dialogue and communication and the ability to offer the other person and also to receive tough love. You know, my accountability partner for a very long time has been Claudia Field, and, you know, she's also my sponsor, but we had big goals when we joined this company in 2016, and we have the kind of relationship that we can call each other out, right? And so it's like, hey, Belinda, I'm telling you that I'm going to do, you know, X appointments, set up X demos, and blah, blah, blah. And then when it comes time for me to call Belinda and say, hey, Belinda, this is what I got done this week, and maybe I only got half done of what I said I was going to do, I need to be okay with Belinda saying, hey, Amanda, you said you were going to do blah, 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 blah. What happened? Right? And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we can come up with all kinds of excuses about, oh, I had this and, oh, I had that. But then Belinda can say to me, I understand that, Amanda, but you set this goal and this is what you want to do. How do we correct that together, right? How can I help you to move through that so that next week you don't miss those goals, right? So I think it's very important that you work with somebody that you have that kind of relationship with, because believe me, it really helps. I've done it to Claudia, and Claudia has done it to me, and it just it works, all right? So then going back to Fast Track, this dovetails into accountability. So what I loved about Fast Track is we set up accountability as a team. And so I am, you know, as a team captain or team co-captain, and then also as a member of the team, you know, I've made a commitment to this group. And at the end of the day, I do not want to let my team members down in any way, shape, or form. And so I'm really grateful to say that the first time I co-captained with Heather Killingsworth and we won the whole thing. And then the second time and the third time I co-captained with Claudia and we came in second place both of those times. And part of the reason that we did that was because we set accountability goals. And as a team, we decided what we were going to do each week. And then we had daily, you know, texting strings where we were sharing updates with everybody all along the way. And so it really comes down to accountability. And so I think that, you know, Fast Track is great in so many ways. We could have a completely separate call on Fast Track, but irregardless of, participation in Fast Track, which I do think holds everybody because it holds you and your team and everything accountable, and George does, you know, weekly trainings throughout the whole thing. But you can set up a mini Fast Track with your team, and you can also do it cross-line. And I think that's the other thing that I loved about what I did with Heather Killingsworth in Atlanta was we came up with, a group of – I don't think – there was not more than, you know, a third of us that were on a same team, right? You know, and so we were learning from each other. We were hearing what, our peers were doing, and it was a very, it was a learning experience. It was a motivational experience. And we, you know, I have always said this, and I believe this, and then that's what I, promote and, you know, on the Fast Track teams that I've been a part of, regardless of whether we're on each other's physical team, like, you know, upline, you know, et cetera, rising tides raise all ships, right? And so as we are helping, you know, our own teams and then our cross-line teams, we're elevating the ship of Beamer and getting the word out in a very, very helpful way. And so when you build a mini fast track team, like I said, it doesn't have to be in our formal type of a process, but get a handful of people, you know, 6 or 8 people, and just do what is normally done in fast track until we have the next one, right? So I think with that, I have not seen Nancy come back on yet. So
I've got a caller. More things I can share. Oh, you do have a caller? Okay, great.
Yep, I've got a caller. I just want to quickly. Okay. You know what? You said you had a couple of things to share before we open it up for everybody to ask questions.
Sure.
Why don't you go ahead and share what else you were going to say, Miss Belinda?
Sure. There were just 2 other points I wanted to add, and they kind of dovetail into each other. But one of the things about when you're establishing your goals is to think about actually making goal time rather than clock time. And that means that you may make a commit. The difference of that would be is I will make those 2 appointments, 2 presentations, 2 demos. I will have 4 follow-ups. And you doesn't matter how much time in the clock that takes, but you are making that goal time. So that's one way to think about it. The other thing that I find is a really nice thing to think about is income producing activities versus clock time. So we all need to do our training and be on calls and all of that because we need to stay connected and understand what's going on in the know of Beamer. But those are not necessarily income producing activities. So you may also want to make sure that you are having those income-producing activities every day. That is making the phone calls. That is doing the follow-up. That is getting people on the Beamer. That is sending presentations or itisize, all of those things. But it's important when you're thinking about that you spend time, and I'm doing air quotes on the spending time on Beamer, are you spending time in learning or are you spending time on income producing activities? So I just wanted to give those little tips of when you're setting those goals to think along all those lines because that's what's going to make the difference in your Beamer business.
Absolutely, Belinda. Thank you for bringing us home on goal time versus clock time. That's one of the things that George says all the time and I love it. So thank you for bringing that up. So we have our first caller, area code 208. You are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Good morning, ladies. David Olson, team manager and academy director in Idaho. I'm so glad you guys are talking about this topic. How are you today?
I'm doing
great.
David.
You?
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, Fast Track and the Accountability Tracker. You know, it's something I've been really committed to this last couple of years. I participated in that first Fast Track in January of 2020, and I made a commitment, actually 2019, made a commitment to myself that I would send in an accountability tracker to George Veronis every Monday the rest of the year, because you know I spent 70 hours a week in the corporate world for 20 years, and now that I'm out of that world and I own my own business, I could find myself playing a little too much, so I need to be accountable to somebody to make sure I'm staying on track with my Beamer goals. And it's not a reciprocal relationship that I had with George. I was just committed to myself to sending him this tracker every Monday. And then in 2020, I changed to doing that with Bettina, sending her every single Monday the tracker. And it's so good about the income-producing activities that we need to do, because you're right, we can spend so much time studying Beamer, but are we really doing the things that will change people's lives and get Beamers into people's homes? And at the end of Fast Track this last time, I made a commitment. We all know how the business ebbs and flows, and you plant seeds, and it seems like nothing is happening. And that last week of Fast Tracker, I made a commitment to try to fill out the accountability tracker and fill it out in its entirety, 1 per day. So that was a lot of activity. But as a result, that following week, after Fast Track was over, I had 6 Beamers going to people's homes in 8 days.
And
wow. It seemed like I was kind of having a drought and nothing was happening. And then we can start beating up on ourselves. But it is just a matter of planting seeds and just doing those activities, doing sessions, doing presentations, piquing people's curiosity, doing follow-ups, doing three-way calls, getting people tied into academies, repeat, and just doing it over and over and over again. And it comes to fruition. So I just wanted to participate a little bit this morning. I'm not often on this call on Mondays, and we really appreciate you guys, what you do. And thanks for listening. Make it a great Monday.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Now we have our wonderful Nancy Pellegrini from Canada on the line. So, Nancy, I want to have you do one thing for me before I have you jump into your thoughts and tips for today. I'd like for you to remind everybody about the holiday cash for Canadians. I know I explained that the year-end distributor sign-up fee has been extended, $144 for the U.S., $192 for Canada. But can you give us the holiday cash dollar Canadian dollars?
Good morning, David. Are you there?
Good morning, Nancy. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. It had not clicked over. Now go.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Well, a few things I have to say. I just got on the call and heard the end of David speaking, and I adore David. He's a wonderful human, blessed to know him, and congrats, David, on your successors. But you've been really consistent with being accountable, and I think that's awesome. And that I'm late for this call because I think the call today is about, is Beamer a hobby or a business? And it's business, because I was sidetracked by a customer that was having some issues with Beamer, and that took precedence over the call. When, you know, in your business, you have to support your customers and distributors. And just because we work from our homes and we don't, you know, we're not in front of people every day, doesn't mean we can't keep supporting our customers. So that was a priority, and at the end of the day, it turned out good. So I'm here, and I have to say one thing, David. I heard him say something about sometimes he plays too much. I need to be accountable with somebody that's going to make me play more, because I have been so focused on my business that I'm, you know, the balance. It's really important to keep that balance, and that's one thing that I need to find a play accountability partner for my life right now. My routine is to get up in the morning, do my Beamer, and then I always have a schedule for my week to make sure that within the week I'm making at least 10 calls for my week, at least, and that's a minimum. And I try to secure a minimum of 4 appointments. And I cold call quite a bit too. So if, for me, it's a matter of, if I need to go over 10 calls to get 4 appointments, then that's what I do. And, you know, if I only get 3 appointments, because we've gone back into a lockdown kind of essential stuff right now. So it always puts its challenges, but I've really gotten to use Zoom myself as well for either doing trainings or for meetings. Actually, I've got a meeting coming up today, later on today, a Zoom meeting with a new prospect in a physiotherapy clinic. So that's going to be kind of cool. But I do use the accountability tracker like David, but I sort of do my own kind of thing, because I need more lines. That accountability tracker for me doesn't have enough space for me to write, because there's other categories that I've added into mine. But for me, it's about making a commitment. And am I on track with what the theme of the call is today?
Yes, ma'am, you are. And then I do want you to share the Canadian dollar amounts for the holiday cash before we open up to questions.
Okay. So I'm not right in front of my computer at the moment because I'm just beamering my back. So the prices for the unit, again, everyone out there listening, it's $69.90, and that, so far as we know, is going back up December 1st. So I encourage you to really use that as an opportunity to close a sale, because we don't know if they're extending it to December. They've not told us yet. So I am going back through my list of people from days gone by and following up with people. And as far as the fee goes, it's $600 US for the for selling four units, which I believe is translated to 800 Canadian. Then it's $1,500 for selling six units, which is translated to close to 2,000 Canadian. And then the what is the one for the eight units again,
25,
Amanda?
Yeah,
2,500. That translates to, I believe, 3,350 Canadian.
Perfect.
That's a fair chunk of change.
Awesome.
And I got to just tell you right
nice
now that
that's a pretty nice chunk of change.
It's a nice chunk of change, and quite frankly, that's my goal, and I am pretty much reached my goal now. So, and I'm really encouraging my team to, you know, whatever the goal is, and that's one of the things in my business is goal setting, which is super important. And, you know, it can be a lofty goal. If you don't make that goal, you make the partial goal, you sell four instead of six, that's okay. That's okay. So, you know, but make smart goals so that they are achievable for you, so you don't get disappointed if you're new with Beamer. Set achievable goals for yourself. And I know you've got people that probably wanting to call in, so I will back off.
You know what? I appreciate everything that you shared, Nancy. And one of the things I want to add with your Canadian pricing ending at the end of November, I want to share the October numbers, you know, that we had as a whole for North America. Before we knew that the pricing was going to be extended to the end of the year, you know, we were all pushing to get our orders in by October 31st. So George shared these numbers on our managers meeting this week. By October the 23rd, we had 815 orders in. And then in the remaining week, as everybody was pushing to get those orders in for the end of October, 1,100 orders came in a week. And so we had a total of 1,915 orders in for the month of October, which is pretty incredible. So I know that the Canadians can go out there and do the exact same thing and have a really big push for the month of November. So anyway, hats off to all the Canadians out there in their home stretch for the special pricing through November. So with that, I'm going to open up our next caller, area code 530. Area code 530, you are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hi, good morning. This is Bridget in California. And
hello,
I'm
Bridget.
Calling in. Hi. Question more for Nancy, if she's still on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. I have a question about the Grand Rounds call on the 18th. How did that come together? And, of course, I don't know why we don't have it in the United States. And a question is in terms of why can you use in Canada the word pain and we cannot? What's the difference?
That's a great question, Bridget. Thank you for calling in. And I have to say, I think this is the first time on Blog Talk that anyone's actually asked a Canadian question since I've been on Blog Talk on the Monday mornings. So that's an awesome question. And the reason why you can't say pain in the United States, because you had originally been under the FDA Class 2 designation that they decided to stay with, within the realm of the FDA, that is something that, from my understanding, that pain is not a term that can be used. It's discomfort. And we are a Health Canada Class 2 registered medical wellness device in Canada for every single piece of the Beamer Pro set and the Classic set. So out here, within that Class 2 designation in Canada, the word pain can be used. We can actually say, I have diabetes and I have pain from my neuropathy. We can say that out here because of our designation. Now, whether or not with Health Canada standards and the FDA standards, I don't know all the details on the FDA, and that's a question that perhaps you could write into the Beamer usage and ask to get clarity on that. But that's my understanding, and so that's one of the reasons. And as far as the grand rounds is because we have full clearance of the and Casey just popped on saying that she can actually answer this for you for the FDA. So I'll let her answer that in a second. I'll just let you know about the grand rounds. The grand rounds here is for Canadian practitioners. And I believe this is it's a goal to have that in the U.S. But until they get all of their clearance on things, that won't happen. If you have any Canadian prospects that are clinicians, then you can invite them to the grand rounds, which is not a problem. You just have to send them the link from the back office and in the event category, and invite any of your prospects that are in the category as a practitioner if they're in Canada. I hope that answers your question. I think Casey wants to get on.
Yep, Casey, I just opened your line.
Fantastic. Well, good morning and great call, ladies. I appreciate dealing with the mother today, so we'll have appointments for her. Anyway, so yeah, to answer your question about why can't we say pain in the U.S. and they can in Canada, I mean, Nancy has done a marvelous job of answering that. It comes down to the regulatory process. And in Canada, they, first of all, are much more homeopathic. So even in other industries that are in the wellness space, they can actually say you could use this for allergies or you can use this for pain, and we can't in the United States. Even though we are both class two, every country has their own definitions, you know, statutorily and regulatorily as to what you can and cannot say. The United States happens to be the most stringent of all of the countries that we operate in. And we might want to be cynical about that and say that may have something to do with big pharma not wanting natural modalities. Some people would say I am absolutely just paranoid about that, but that's my personal opinion. And so remember, if there, those of you that have been with Beamer for, you know, over a year, last January, due to Dr. Burka's tireless efforts, we were able to actually bring the word pain into our Class 1 device after many applications and conversations, and we could refer to it in reference to muscular pain. And so so the answer is exactly what Nancy said. It has to do with the regulations and what we are permitted to and not say. What I can also say is that Dr. Burka will continue to try to expand upon our ability to say certain things as it relates to Beamer usage. That will all be dependent upon U.S. studies, because where other countries like Canada will take European studies and say, oh, okay, that makes sense. Since we here in the United States have a completely different anatomy and physiology than any other country out there, we require U.S. studies to be able to validate those quote-unquote claims and terminology usages. So that's all I have to say on the topic. Just toe the line, stay in our lanes, and just keep putting people on the Beamer, and it will sell itself.
Thank you, and I'm so glad that you were able to be on still this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for clarifying that for everybody. So we are nearing the top of the of our time, and so we probably have time for, well, we've got 6 minutes. We've probably got time for one more question. Is there anybody out there that has a question they'd like us to help answer? If so, press 1 on your keypad and you'll go to the top of the dashboard so I can find you. Okie dokie, not seeing anything. Okay, you guys, you know, I want to, you know, wrap up by saying, you know, this little quote, desire is the key to motivation, but it's determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal, a commitment to excellence that will enable you to attain. So I just, I want to thank everybody for all of their wonderful words of wisdom today on today's call. And I want to toss it over to Nancy for her closing comments, and then we'll get closing comments from Belinda.
Well, that's a great quote, Amanda, and thank you for doing a really great job on the show today as well. Unfortunately, I didn't hear Belinda speak, but hello to you, Belinda. All I can say is, as Casey said, stay in your lane. I love it. Stay in your lane and put as many people on the Beamer, because the Beamer sells itself, which it does. We have an incredible product here. We've got an incredible price on the product right now. We're ramping into coming into the Christmas season. And as much as there's all this craziness in the world right now, you know, now more than ever, people are going to be trying their best to be with family, and people are going to be wanting to do so much for their health and the health of their families. So just remember what we have. Get as many people as you possibly can onto the Beamer. Share. And care, and really set some goals for yourself for the end of this month. And whatever doesn't go for you for this month, that's okay, because follow up for those prospects into the next month. Okay, just keep it rolling out, and have a blessed week, everyone, and take care.
Great, and I'll just continue on in that, very thankful for the gift that we do have to help share the gift of health and the gift of income for a lot of people, and that's really, really critically important, as we all know, for many. And as we all talk about, I know we like to quote from books. I'm reading The Morning Miracle from Hal Elrod. It's a fabulous book, lots of wonderful quotes in there, but today's reminder fits to what we need to think about for our conversation and our subject today. And it says, always remember that where you are is a result of who you were, but where you go depends entirely on who you choose to be from this moment on. So hope everybody has a great week, and thanks for being a part of our Blog Talk call today.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.